Welcome back.
This is a welcome back to us and to Parker, to the country. This feels like a weird spot.
Huh?
This feels like it's...
It could have drooped while we were gone.
That's true. It's so cold.
I can do that.
We have no time to dilly-dally.
Yeah, we really gotta lock in. There's a way to get better at PUBG. Genuinely, like, if how much time would I have to put in?
Yeah, the best way would be to go and play team deathmatch game mode by yourself.
What's team deathmatch?
It's like a 10v10. I play sometimes.
Oh.
You just go over to arcade, and then there's the team deathmatch, and then it's a 10v10, first team to 50 points. So you just
spawn in
with whatever guns that you want, and then kill people. If you die, you respawn. First team to get 50 kills wins.
Oh, that's actually...
It's the best way to get better.
Yeah. Because otherwise, like, you...
Constant action.
Mm-hmm. I was playing solos.
You streamline the actual combat.
Yeah, that's where you have to do it. Because looting, obviously, isn't the hard part.
Yeah. No one needs to get better at that.
No. It's
maybe
just...
Parker. It takes so long.
Yeah,
practice
dang.
Every day.
But my issue... The hard part is, like, I played solos a couple times on Friday because I got off work a little early. I got off at, like, 4:30. And so... I hopped on before the worship night. I was dropping hot because I wanted to like get right in the action and not loot for 10 minutes and then die right away.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd get in, I'd like kill one person, but then there were just so many people that I was getting. I was hitting somebody here, but then somebody was running up behind me. That's not even.
It's classic. Yeah, team deathmatch. It's and you can choose whatever guns and attachments that you want. So it's great practice.
I use that MPK5.
Oh, yeah.
Or 5K. I think it's legit.
Good. It's no recoil, super fast. It's not very good at any kind of range, but it's not bad because there's no recoil.
Yeah, and you can kind of stay there. You don't have to.
Yeah, it's great. It's wonderful.
Yeah,
you guys play PUBG. It's so fun.
It's so fun. We're playing with the boys most nights. 3 casual matches. It's just enough.
It's not enough. I wish we could play.
I wish we could play more.
5 casual matches is what we need.
Yeah. We could petition.
PUBG. There's got to be like a little glitch you can do or something to get more.
We all create second accounts.
Oh, 6 a night, 6 casual matches.
Yeah.
That'd be super easy.
Mm-hmm.
I could create one for...
Not even a glitch.
Hannah, because, I mean, I want her to get it
for
to play
Hannah.
Eventually.
Yeah. I could create one for Haley, create one for Mariah.
Boom.
Naked, create one for Nikki.
Boom. Let's
done.
Do it.
That'd be hilarious. Could you imagine killing a squad or getting killed by a squad?
That's
and
level
names
one.
Are Mariah, Haley, Nikki, and
Hannah.
And Hannah.
That's right. We should do that.
We should do that.
I'm seriously going to do that. That's so funny.
Gosh, what a great idea. By a couple of great guys, too.
Wonderful guys.
Wonderful guys. Wonderful guys. Hey, you know. How was Mexico? Did you enjoy it?
It was really good. It was mucho gusto.
Anything crazy happen?
No, not really. I rode a jet ski for the first time.
Oh, really?
Jet ski. Yeah.
Do you
guys
drive it?
Yeah.
No, he had to.
Well, you have to have a boating license in the U.S.
Not in Mexico.
You have to have 30 pesos and a driver's license in Mexico.
Which is $2.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, I didn't even have to give him my license. Mariah.
Just somebody's.
Yeah. We went over, we were at this beach and there were some jet skis over there. So we were trying to inquire. Ended up being like $50 for
US?
Half an hour. Yeah, US, which
what?
Is which was a lot for any activity in Mexico.
Dang.
Like usually, yeah.
That's
yeah,
nuts.
That is a lot.
For both of you?
For just 30 minutes, and then we found out anybody can just ride it. You pay for 30 minutes.
No,
and whoever,
it's just for the jet ski.
Yeah. So at first, we thought that only the person, like one person could ride it for 30 minutes. So Mariah's dad was going and no one else wanted to go with him. So I went with him and I rode on the back for like the first couple like passes we did down the beach. But we asked the guy, like, can anybody ride it? Can anybody drive it? Like, yeah, you just got to get off in this area and then someone else can hop on. But we only had to leave one ID with them.
Mm.
This is like an insurance policy.
You stole it.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's fun.
So I got to ride with him for a little bit.
On the ocean though, that's pretty fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And then at one point he like stood up and was going fast, and I'm like, Robert, sit down,
sit down. You just go flying off.
No, his butt was in my face.
Yeah, like, where do I hold? Where do I put my hands?
Ryan's watching on? From the beach.
Yeah.
Here, Mariah, you drive. Yeah.
So that's then we went over there. He jumped off. Mariah jumped on, and I drove us down a little bit and then went back, and Isaiah and Shasta went, and then they got done, and Robert and Christine got to go for a little bit.
Nice. I heard there was a... Well, yeah, I heard you guys went to the beach a bunch, but doesn't Mariah not like the beach?
She doesn't love the beach. Like, she likes it for an hour.
And that's crazy.
That's kind of how their whole family was, which I was okay with it, with these beaches, because there weren't, like, big waves to play in. Like, that's why I like the ocean, the beaches, the waves to play in and stuff. We were just sitting there collecting seashells.
That's not very fun for me.
Laying on the beach. It's actually so cute. Can be kind of fun.
Yeah, really. Probably.
Because one of the nights, or the last night we were there, we all went down to this place called the Malecone. It's kind of like a boardwalk type area, but it's just a strip along the ocean that's got all like, it's got a nice, like several miles of, I guess.
Beachfront?
Huh? Yeah, beachfront, but it's all like paved, so you can walk on there and stuff.
Concrete
and there's shops.
Beach.
Yeah, and Mariah and Shasta were collecting shells, and Isaiah and I were finding like broken pieces of concrete to skip across the water.
That sounds so
funny. I thought you were just collecting them.
No.
This is nice.
That's what boys
collect. The girls were collecting seashells, but the boys were collecting concrete.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was pretty good, though.
There was one time when I was in Houston. It was a few months ago, and I found a man of war.
Oh, the little jellyfish thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, we spotted a jelly on the beach.
You ever
it was
been
awesome.
Stung?
I didn't know what it was. It just looked like a plastic, like a bag kind of.
Uh-huh.
But it was like bright blue. Turns out they're incredibly painful.
Oh, yeah.
To get stung by. Uh-huh. I was kind of like messing with it. I didn't know what it was. I didn't pick it up. Because I guess even when they're dead, they're still potent for a couple of days.
Uh-huh.
Wow. So.
Just like kick it. Just like wraps around your leg.
Oh, yeah.
You're just all stung up.
I drank a Red Bull on the way to the airport on Tuesday morning.
Didn't you just have to drive to Longview Airport?
Yes.
Not even going to Dallas. Like
it was
going,
20 minutes. But I
fall asleep.
I got it, and then we were getting close to the airport, and I was like, oh, yeah, you can't take these through. You can't take open containers through the security. So I downed the whole thing. That was the most insane plane ride of my life.
That would be like
you just a wired.
Create just like a gauntlet. That'd be like my worst nightmare. Like of punishment. Like you have to drink a whole energy drink right now and then get on
a metal container.
Small plane.
Small metal tube.
Yeah.
In the sky.
That sounds terrible.
I was it would be so worse for me just too, because of I was all just like the, shaking. And
oh yeah.
I like didn't eat anything that morning.
Oh my gosh. That's like worst case scenario.
I ate.
Especially with all this propaganda going around, all these planes smashing into buildings and stuff. Or not buildings.
It's like propaganda. I think it's just happening.
Yeah. Crashing.
Yeah. I took a propaganda. There's planes hitting the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, that morning I like ate a bowl of cereal and then realized what time it was. So I was trying to like scarf it a little bit and then dump the rest
of
the plane.
Like, oh, let me grab that Red Bull.
And then took the Red Bull and then got on the plane.
Yeah, this morning Red Bull and Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
Bowl.
It was insane.
And that's incredible.
On the second leg, Dallas to Cabo, we were next to this lady. I was in the window, Mariah was in the middle, and she was in the aisles, this little old Asian lady, and she had a cup, like, they were going around doing drinks and stuff, and she got coffee, and right after that, we got crazy turbulence, so she's got this full
hot
cup
coffee.
Of hot coffee, and it's just shaking, like, planes bouncing everywhere, she's spilling it all over herself, but she's just, like, smiling and laughing the whole time.
Mariah, what?
No, the little the Asian
lady.
Oh.
Gavin, come on.
I don't
just
even think
try
she spoke
and
English.
Follow.
So hot.
Caliente.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
That's crazy. Does that stuff make you nervous, the turbulence?
No. At first it did, but then...
Only after you pound an energy drink?
Yeah. Then I was like, well, I've been in airplanes a ton of times. Like, it's more safe up in the air than...
Then it was smashing into the ground.
Yeah, so we're good.
So I think we're at fine. Least fine for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
What about Mariah? Does she get nervous at all?
No, she was good too. Cool. I put in my headphones and I just locked in to watch the first three episodes of Severance because that was available.
Dude, I want to watch that so bad.
It's good.
I need to get Apple TV. I don't have Apple TV.
Yeah, I looked that up. That's only like $10 a month.
I know. I was talking to Richie about that yesterday. I'm going to have to get it.
Get an actual really Apple TV, too.
It only allowed three episodes.
It's so nice.
Do you have one Apple TV?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's so smooth.
Really?
That's what we use for everything. And then I just use my Xbox for, like, we used to use that for Netflix, but
we just use our
Apple TV.
Yeah, mine is like Vizio, and it has its own, like, interface. It has its own, connects to the Wi-Fi, and it has all of its Netflix and all this stuff, you know?
I just love the look of Apple TV. It's so sleek.
Yeah. Sleekest. What brand is the TV? Samsung?
Samsung. No, LG.
LG, yeah, that's right.
I was very particular about that before we bought a TV. I texted James and asked him all about it. I was like, okay, there's these couple TVs. They're like, if there's like a $1,700 LG versus this.
That was never $800.
And I was like, why is, they look the exact same. And he was just saying like all the pictures that they show on the display.
Actually.
They just do everything to make it all look more vivid, even though you're never going to use the settings that they use in the store.
I feel like, yeah, all those settings, it's always in like, it's like 60 FPS footage. Yeah. So it looks like, whoa, this is the smoothest thing ever.
Yeah, but this no is actual difference.
Shows or movies are going to be in
that. The biggest difference, if you play video games on the TV, that makes a massive difference. Not necessarily like the 4K, which all the new video games you can play in 4K if you have a new Xbox. So that does make a difference. But also the frame rate, if it has like a less than 60 refresh rate, then it just looks terrible. Like it's just so hard to play. So yeah, I got a nice one too.
I think that's why I remember when we watched Avatar in theaters, it looked like sometimes more like a video game cutscene than an actual movie. And I think it's because like with all the CGI, the frame rate was super high.
Yeah.
So it just looked smooth.
And it looks
like
nice,
most movies
though.
Are like 24 or 30 or something.
Yeah, that's true. Which is crazy.
Oh yeah, it looked too smooth.
Yeah. There's a Richie, he has the craziest TV I've ever seen. It's like $1 bazillion. And it's like some weird, like a, just like a designer, it's like a designer TV.
Japanese brand.
Yeah, but it has like AI 4K upscaling. So you can watch it like any movie, a movie from like 50 years ago, and it'll enhance it. And it'll be like watching it in 4K because it has
crazy.
Like AI upscaling. And it works well. I thought it was going to be like gimmicky maybe or something, but it literally
insane.
Looks, yeah. Like we were watching Netflix at just like native 1080p
because
you can buy the updated membership or whatever to get the 4K. Yeah, they have like six different tiers now for Netflix. You can buy it like 1080p with ads, 1080p without ads, 4K without ads. But he was just using the 1080p version and it was...
And
like
his TV automatically
upscaled it to 4K.
Oh, that's cool.
A hack.
Yeah. So instead of paying the extra $12 a month or whatever, just go ahead and get you a $5,000 TV.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about it.
After about 100 years, he's going to have his money back.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty sick. I hadn't seen it before.
That'd be fun for like any old TV show, I guess.
Like, I think it was the Christmas movies that we would watch.
Just trying to watch Survivor, like some of the old seasons. And yeah, that's not even HD. But if you had that TV, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I remember like when we'd have, you know, on demand, Comcast on demand when you're watching movies or a TV show and you're like, okay, let's go to this show. And it was always the two options of HD or not HD.
Oh yeah, the 700 level was all HD and the other ones weren't. Yeah, that's crazy.
What's crazy is HD then is like 1080p, which is like not
nothing
high definition anymore. It's like the non.
That's like the bare minimum.
Yeah. Gosh, technology, man.
Ugh.
So crazy. Can you believe how smart we are? We just know all the terminology and stuff.
People 10 years ago listening to this,
4K
are like,
is not even 4,000 pixels every time. Sometimes it's 3,800.
Yeah.
And they have 8K.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Tell me you can fit 8,000 pixels in there.
Yeah, nice try.
You're telling me there's 8,000 pixels on that screen right there?
That one, no. There's like 15.
Dude, I've been playing
16?
This new video game.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the funnest game I've ever played, and I'm not kidding.
Shut up.
It's probably the most fun I've ever had playing video games by myself. Okay. You know, you could play pretty much any game with the right group, and it's going to be the most fun you've ever had. But, like, playing a game by myself, this is, like, the most fun I've ever had. It's called Schedule 1. People know what I'm talking about. It's, like, the biggest game in the world right now. Only on computer, though. I've been playing it on my computer. Oh. It's like, made by this one guy, or like, these two college students or something. It's, like, an indie game, independent. It's not with any big studio. Mm-hmm. It's, I'm sure some people listening will have played it, dude. It's mm-hmm. something else. It's so fun. It'll probably come to console soon, and you guys are gonna
What's
love
it about?
It's kind of so the it sounds bad. It's like a you're dealing drugs. You're just growing drugs and selling them and stuff.
so it sounds bad,
but it's like super. It's like Gang Beasts graphics. Like it's
really?
Like oh, really? Yeah, yeah, it's like cartoon, like
oh,
kind of
like for kids to teach kids. How
yeah,
to
it's
drugs.
Like teaching kids how to grow marijuana and things like
it's
that.
It's capitalism.
Yeah, actually, it's probably pretty inappropriate for like children or whatever. So.
Oh, okay. Schedule One, like that's a type of like drug classification, right?
Oh, really?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure they have like different schedules of drugs.
Okay, probably.
It's like
yeah,
get
I
these
didn't really
one
understand
out
the name, and actually, I think first. There is like some cussing in like some of the. Like in like some of the captions when you're like talking with NPCs or whatever, so maybe don't play, but
Schedule One drugs, substances or chemicals are defined as drugs with no currently accepted medical use and a high potential for abuse.
Oh, I see. It's like a classification of like non
medicinal. So I guess yeah, like Schedule Five
it's like the worst
would be the lowest potential of abuse.
Right. It's like literally just like, you know, allergy medicine or whatever.
Ibuprofen.
Yeah.
Codeine is on Schedule Five. Is like the lowest.
Robitussin.
Wow. Morphine.
I guess nothing is safe.
Yeah, jeez. Wow.
Schedule
Xanax one must schedule be like.
Worse. And what's Schedule One? Fentanyl is Schedule Two. So it's like
cocaine,
meth,
marijuana.
LSD.
Marijuana. What?
I guess maybe it is of
methamphetamine.
If they have a high potential for
that's
got
to be some kind of propaganda that marijuana is.
And peyote.
Zero potential.
But this says no currently accepted medical use. But don't they do that?
Yeah, there's like
that's
a such
like
thing as
thing.
Medicinal marijuana.
That's like their loophole. Is like
yeah, that's like
your
the
medical
whole thing.
Marijuana card.
Huh? Look at how long the word for meth is.
That's what that one's ecstasy.
Methylenediooxamethamphetamine.
Ecstasy.
I understand why they call it ecstasy now.
Because you don't want to say that.
Yeah.
I think methamphetamine is like the crystal meth, like Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
meth.
The second half of yeah. Methylenedioxymethamphetamine.
I guess you just gotta stay away from anything that starts with meth.
Yeah, probably just don't do any of it.
Yeah, you're probably okay if you don't. Heroin, it's on there. Yeah, that's
so
bad,
dude. It's hilarious, though. It's so fun. It's such a fun game. But yeah, maybe inappropriate. We might cut this out because there is like.
A lot of kids that listen to this.
It's like drugs, but it's literally like cartoon. Like, look at the graphics. Go to images. Like, that's the graphics right there. It looks like Roblox, kind of.
Yeah, it does.
But it is the most played game in the world right now. Like, the highest user count.
That's hilarious.
It's awesome, dude.
It's actually hilarious.
It's actually hilarious. I was going to say something crazy, but I can't remember.
Something else happened in Mexico that
was
wild.
Oh, yeah. Tell them about what happened the second night. Robert and...
Oh, yeah. Somehow... Mariah's parents were up in this room, and the bed that they were staying in was like really short. Mariah's dad's pretty tall, so he was hanging off the bed most of the night. Like, his legs were sticking off the end, so he didn't sleep very well. So the next night, they got an air mattress and he like blew it up and he slept on that on the floor. And in the middle of the night, Mariah's mom like had to get up to use the bathroom and accidentally stepped on the air mattress and like tripped over it, grabbed onto a bookshelf to like steady herself. Pulled the bookshelf down on top of Mariah's dad.
He hit him
in the head. He got a cut on his eye.
Oh,
too.
My
like,
gosh.
So he had a black eye the rest of the time we were there. And the whole reason the trip was planned at this time was for a wedding that Mariah's parents were in. They were putting like the lasso over the couple, which is a Mexican thing, I guess. Huh. Or maybe it's a Catholic thing. But they're not Catholic, but they are Mexican, so it might be a Mexican
Probably
thing.
Mexican. Yeah.
But... It's like crystal beads or whatever you put over them.
Sure.
I don't know. Joins them together.
Me and Haley might do
some tradition.
Mm-hmm.
So he ended up with a black eye.
That's crazy. Could you imagine waking up to just getting face smashed by a
bookshelf? No, that's the worst awakening.
What a rude awakening.
But so lucky it didn't hit him in the eye.
That's
true.
It's
just gonna take out his eyeball.
A shelf, but how would you get hit in the eye with a shelf?
The corner, just like...
Oh, the corner, I guess.
Mariah's brother... Like jumped up and like ran in there. He thought something like what that did
like
not know.
He jumped
what
the
ran
window.
Out the door and started sprinting down the road.
What? Yeah, that's what
hilarious.
A. Oh, we also the air show happened. I think since we recorded, we got to go to Barksdale Air Force Base. Parker was gone. Man. Right?
Did you go to that this time?
No.
Yeah,
I didn't go
you
to
it
last time. Yeah,
it was super fun though. Got. Hannah got such a bad sunburn. It was
hilarious.
It was foul. Like, she got home and...
Like, bubbling up?
No. Luckily, we put, aloe on it, multiple times. But it was insane. She was as red as that Milwaukee light.
Don't believe that for a second.
Half that shade.
Okay.
Half that shade is still crazy.
It's getting real.
There it is.
And she was like this bowling pin right there.
Yeah.
Illuminating.
It was bad. But the
top five worst experiences.
Sunburns.
Oh my gosh. Not even
sunburn.
Just like putting aloe. Oh.
The sticky feeling.
Just the feeling of having aloe all over your body and a sunburn is like, it makes me just want to
Because you're sitting there and you're just like, I would miserable.
Move. I would bathe in that stuff.
Dude, just imagining it makes my skin crawl.
You would bathe in it?
Yeah. I've had
had a bad sunburn, Parker?
I mean, I got kind of burnt this last time.
Yeah, I feel like you have. I've had sunburns two times. That was like the worst experience of my life. It's so bad. If anyone that any real burners out there know that like a real sunburn right where your joints are or something, like on your shoulders. And it's like blistering and like
nasty. You can't do your dance moves.
Oh, I can't even think about it. It makes my teeth itch.
I went to the hospital. That's what happened.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. I got bit by an ant or something.
Yeah. So,
can I tell my story first?
Yeah, really go ahead.
It's actually not that good. So you can go ahead.
No, you go ahead and tell your story. We want to hear
one of the nights I had some crazy sore muscles the entire time from doing nothing. I don't know what it could have been the bed we were sleeping on.
Yeah.
But one night I woke up and it was like 4 a.m. Couldn't fall back asleep because my back hurt so bad. Anytime I laid down, it was so weird.
What was it?
It was my back hurt.
Back hurt.
Mariah was saying that I didn't even realize I was doing this, but she was like, "What were you doing last night? It was so loud." She said I just kept like, stop.
What do you do? What'd you do, Parker?
I was just
it was so crazy.
I would lay down and just.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, why are you moaning in your sleep? I was like, I was not asleep. My back hurt.
That's even worse. There's no reason for that.
Yeah, he was just on purpose.
I know. I didn't even realize I was doing it, though. So maybe I was partially asleep.
Yeah, 100%.
But. She had no sympathy for my pain. Gosh. She just thought I was being annoying.
Literally so annoying.
Gavin, tell your awesome story.
That was
so
good.
He got, guess what? He
bit
got
by bit a bug.
By a bug.
Yeah, I was folding up a sheet and I got bit on the finger. Like I saw the fire ant and I've gotten bit before. So I just flicked it off and it started to welt up after about 5 minutes. I was outside. I'm working on my trailer. Like, just cleaning up from a job.
Why did you have sheets in there?
Well, like a drop cloth.
Did you sleeping on the job?
Yeah, a drop cloth to, like, keep debris from getting on
from
customer's
drop?
Floor.
It's very responsible of you.
And so I was shaking it out, folding it up, and an ant crawled on my finger and bit me. And I saw it, flicked it off. And I've been bit on the ankles plenty of times, and they, like, kind of welt up like a mosquito bite. And so it welted up, and I'd been outside already for a while, so I was pretty sweaty. And I was like, oh, man, I feel like I'm sweating a lot. Maybe I need to go in and take a shower. And I go in, and my finger is at this point, after about 5 minutes, my whole finger is swollen. And I was like, dang, it's like really hard to bend. And my head, my ears, I got AirPods in, and I took them out. And I was
swollen so much it like popped the
Yeah, my ears feel like, they're pounding, and we're getting kind of itchy. And so I was like, okay, maybe I'm just sweaty. So I hopped in the shower, and my whole head started to itch. And stuff, and I was like, oh man, what the heck? And then my armpits started itching, and so I jumped out of the shower, I dry off, and I've got like a red stripe down the front of my face, like a bunch of bumps.
It's been a pretty hot shower.
I know, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, okay, like kind of cool off. So
calm down, Gavin, looking in the mirror. Gavin, calm down.
And I was like, thinking, I was like, okay, maybe I got hives, because all of a sudden, like my entire scalp felt like it was on fire, and like anywhere I touched, it felt like it was gonna explode. Like there was so much pressure on my head, and like started on my neck, and my ears felt like they were gonna explode. And then just like armpits, nothing like on my legs or anything, but on my back, everything just started. So I started. I walked down to the kitchen.
Usual rash.
Yeah, usual rashes, and so I told Hannah, I was like, "Hey, I think I'm having an allergic reaction." And Emma was over because she was just had been over. Doing some a discipleship group with some of the girls.
Just walk out, your eyes are swollen shut and your lips are
yeah, like reaction. And Emma's a nurse. And so she was like, well, yeah, obviously you're having a reaction. But like the biggest concern was that it was already on my face since I'd gotten bit on the finger. So like apparently got into my bloodstream.
Did you take a hot shower or was it cold?
No, it was cold.
Okay.
And so Hannah and Emma like went over to get Anthony and like get some Benadryl. Came over and I was just like itching like crazy. Like didn't scratch anything because I was like, man, if I start scratching my head, my head starts bleeding and then my hair like falls out and never recover. So
some great self-control.
So I did not itch. And he comes over and my blood pressure, my heart rate was normal. My blood pressure, I think, was a little bit high, but
having a normal heart rate at that time would be crazy because I feel like I'd be in a tense situation. Yeah. You're thinking you're dying or whatever.
Yeah. And so they're like, is your breathing okay? My breathing was fine. And their biggest concern was like, since it was the swelling was on my face, that like my throat could start to swell up.
Anaphylaxis.
And so this guy knows.
Come on.
And so Anthony's like, so what do you guys want to do? We could go to the ER. And I knew you went to hospitality ER. And so our insurance covered there. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, Parker's been there before. Let's go there. So we start driving.
Very nice, wasn't it?
It is so nice. So we get there, check in. They're like, are you having a hard time breathing? I'm like, no, it's still fine. Because when I was driving, I was just thinking the whole time, like, okay, is my breathing getting worse? Like, is it getting harder to breathe?
Yeah, dude, of course.
I was taking deep breaths, like.
Yeah, whenever you think about any of those functions that just happen naturally, it's like.
I think it could be.
Do you have to blink manually? Can you blink without thinking about it?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I guess I'm thinking about it.
And so
you must be dying.
Got in there, checked in real quick. They took me back and they're looking at me. They asked some questions, basically told them what happened. And then they're like, okay, are you okay with an IV? And so they took my blood, drew my blood, and then hooked me up to an IV to start getting me some.
Did they give you a banana bag?
Nose. Some other stuff. They gave me a steroid and then they ended up giving me a shot of epinephrine in my shoulder.
Did it hurt?
No. And basically after about 20 minutes, the swelling started to go down. And then I ended up being there for like an hour and a half. I think I left at like 7:30 and I got there like 5:00.
Why the heck did you get a chicken quesadilla?
2.5 hours.
Yeah. So if you're a patient there, they have a full menu. Like they put me in a triage room.
Okay.
Is the first one you go into.
A treehouse room too.
And right after that, they're like, okay, we can move you into your other room because that's kind of where they initially treat you.
You have a sucker, like kicking your feet.
Okay. They put me in a chair and wheeled me because I was on IV and took me to another room. I sat in there. It was really nice. Had a really nice drink cooler.
Did they have all the fridge and all the snacks and stuff?
And they have a QR code that says scan this for the menu. And so they have they have a full kitchen, great food.
Oh my God.
If you're a patient, all the food is free.
Oh my gosh.
And like for Hannah, if she wanted anything, it was like $2.
No wonder it's always packed in there.
And I ended up getting a chicken quesadilla and they had it. Had it ready for me when I left because they were like going to give it to me, but they're like, okay, you're actually good to go. Cause we thought we were gonna have to be there till like 8 or 8:30, but they said your results came back fine. You're healthy as a horse, whatever that means.
Healthy as a horse.
What is that? How many people came in and checked on you? Cause when I was there,
17 people
for not drinking water for 24 hours.
Yeah. They checked on me probably 17 times. It was awesome.
Gosh.
Like Anthony had just gone to the hospital.
You got a warm blanket for you.
Yeah. Like this is your first time. So we want to get you.
I can't go to sleep unless I get tucked in.
They're like, are you cold? We can get any of you blankets. Can we get you anything? Somebody
with like a juice box and a stuffed animal.
There's people that their only job there is to come and check on you and make sure you're comfortable.
Oh my gosh. Oh
yeah. The comfort.
Don't say it.
Comfort people. Staff.
Yeah. Yes,
there it is.
And I went in. The doctors came in and checked on me multiple times. Like, they put these monitors on my chest, little sticky pads, and then just, like, hooked up stuff. And then the IV went pretty quick. And then they just had some monitors on. on me.
How do we figure all that stuff out?
I did okay.
Humans are so impressive.
So impressive.
But now I just had to take like different medicine prescriptions for the rest of this week, and then now I have an EpiPen in case I ever have an allergic reaction.
Oh, ooh, really?
That's cute.
Yeah.
Oh, I would not.
You have to stab it in your bro, take
I'd
it off.
I'd rather go to the hospital and get free quesadillas.
Literally free cookies.
Well, you have to. Stickers. You're supposed to call your doctor after you like take an EpiPen or go to the hospital.
You
so you have to go anyways, then why don't we,
it's just to initially treat.
Yeah,
it.
If you're literally dying, like if your throat's, you know, just closing up, in or
you
whatever.
Take that. And if you the sooner you take it, like if I took the EpiPen, then it'll
it
counteract
it
quicker. What?
Did it hurt everywhere?
Oh no, it just itched everywhere so bad.
That might be worse.
In my whole like just everything was swelling up.
Rather be
what a terrible situation to be in where your best option is just to just jam a
stab it. And you hold it there for 10 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't you have a button to push? I just did.
No. Do not put your thumb on top. People.
Oh, it could go through your thumb.
It will go through your thumb. Because people will do it the wrong way. Put their thumb over top. And like the needle goes through their finger.
They still got to try and get it in the person. So just.
So now like you have the epinephrine in your system. Now they got to get the needle out. So that's why. My mom had a friend one time that she did that and it went through her thumb.
No.
And so she was fine after it was a bee sting. But she had to go to the hospital still because she had a needle in her thumb.
Oh my gosh.
Through the nail, like through the whole thumb?
Yeah.
Oh.
Anything through the fingernails. Fingernails just.
Crazy.
I can't. It's so sensitive down there.
Yeah, bro. I can't even think about that. Maybe my sunburns weren't the worst, top five worst situations to be in.
Yeah.
Needles through your fingernails is probably worse.
Yeah, if there was any finger, I couldn't even choose.
Needle fingernails is worst case scenario.
Yeah.
That's awful.
I've had to get needles in my toenails, bro. That's worst terrible. Freaking pain I've ever felt.
No!
I got stung by a bee in between my toes.
I've got stung on the foot before, yeah.
But not between your toes.
And on the head. You've been stung on the head?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
It's not feel good.
My least favorite was getting stung in the hand like 4 times.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Meat shorts.
Yeah, my meat shorts, dude. Had to throw those bad boys away.
Mm-hmm. He took them off right there in the river.
I'm done.
Yeah, and then I had my meat.
Yeah.
Your shorts.
There it is.
Bees really went after him.
Not
one of the activities that we did, we went out on this little boat ride. Like 15 of us, it was pretty small, and we're taking trips to like different like locations.
15 people on a boat doesn't sound that small.
Doesn't sound that small. That's what I was thinking also.
It wasn't like a big like yacht, Gavin. It was a modest boat.
I would
have
assumed it was a yacht if you said you went on a boat trip.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. We took that out there, and one of the options was we went to this rock with hundreds of sea lions on there, and you could get out and snorkel with them.
Mm.
Would you do that?
No.
Neither would I.
No. Snorkel with sea lions?
Yeah.
I can see them fine. I don't need to be that close.
Right, I could not believe
I know
that
somebody
that was
got mauled. We know somebody that got mauled by a sea lion.
And that's all I could think about the whole time was Valina getting attacked by them.
Yeah.
Especially hundreds of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go and lay with
but
these
there were some big
massive
boys
animals.
Out there too.
Yeah, that's
you
see
get
what
up
happens.
Next to the rock and you're snorkeling down with them. You had to stay with the group, but the only people that went were like 2 people on the boat and then the instructor lady.
And they died.
Yep, we left them.
I think you got to stay in your big group because they're scared of
groups.
Big groups. So if you're by yourself or if they just see you and decide they want to
bite you.
Yeah, there's no way I was going to do that.
Why do I need to get that closer
and
not
even
like
and
beautiful?
The risk reward there. Yeah, I can either look at them right there or I can look at them underwater.
Yeah, come on. Not that different.
No,
it's not like a sea creature where you can only see them underwater.
Yeah, I can see creature on land too.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do something crazy. We got to do something. I would just love to have so many stories, you know, of crazy things.
I used to think
I guess at that point, maybe you do got to swim with the sea lions for the stories of it in case you do get mauled or
but
whatever.
But also, is that really even a good story?
It's a
like
pretty
the
good
risk
story.
Reward there is like, I swam with sea lions.
And you got bit.
Oh okay.
You think
I know, I'm saying, but what if you do get bit? Then that's an even better story.
I got bit
story.
By an ant, like
That's a pretty interesting thing to say. Like, dude, talking with talking with Anthony, he just is the best stories because he's just done crazy stuff, you know?
Yeah. They just gone on a lot of crazy trips.
No, but he makes crazy decisions too. It's like they go and do crazy things, but like he has plays a big part in like the crazy decisions that he makes.
Yeah.
And it's always awesome. It's always like, you know, risk taking or whatever, but
what did like he tell
was,
you today?
Yeah, he was telling one today his first time going scuba diving. It was like in some foreign third world country.
Oh yeah.
And like the people that took him out didn't speak English or anything, and like they just took out to wherever and like just everyone just jumped in the water. He thought they were going to do like some kind of like teach him how to put the stuff on and like do safety checks and stuff. And like everyone just jumped in, and then he jumped in and there was sharks all over the place. Yeah. And they just automatically descended straight to 90 feet. And he thought they were only going to 40, and like he was just there by himself and they descended. He couldn't see him anymore. So he just went down with him, first time scuba diving, like things like that. And he tells the story way better and it's way crazier, but like, if I was in that situation, I wouldn't do that probably, and then I wouldn't have the sick story.
Yeah, you're like one story
so
short.
I just got to start story farming.
Death on some of those.
Yeah, but he's got so many of them, he hasn't died yet.
I know.
I got to start story farming.
Got to go just hang out with lions or
hang out with lions and, you know.
I don't know, I feel like we got some pretty good stories.
We have hilarious stories.
Yeah,
and like
I would rather be hilarious
things
than dead. hilarious, crazy, whoa.
Or like,
but he was also telling us,
I like the crazy in the day to day.
But that's like always with him. He's always got another, like he's probably so much I haven't heard.
Oh, well, his whole career was like.
Yeah, that's true.
Pretty adventurous.
Right before that scuba diving story, he told us about those friends that he had that were in, I think they were in Florida because we were talking about their Christian's honeymoon. And they were scuba diving and they got left. Like they dropped down and when they came back up, the boat was gone.
And they were there overnight. Like they thought they were going to die. They were just waiting in the water for like 24 hours before they were found.
At that point, do you sue them when you get saved or are you just so grateful?
No, you sue them.
I'm so grateful.
You're grateful for like 30 minutes.
Yeah. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to sue them.
Yeah.
But like, that's a great story.
You know, they were contemplating going back for them too. Cause they're like, okay, if they're dead, like
he said, they didn't even notice until they were like counting the gear or something. He's like, we're missing two tanks. In, you know,
oh, we left two people out in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, entire guys. That's what it is. Yeah, that's insane.
Anthony's also the person, though, that would tell you, like, yeah, these are crazy experiences, but he'd be like, never do what
I
did.
Yeah, of course, you have to say that, but he doesn't really believe that. He,
I think he does. For
maybe
some
for
of
like
stuff
his daughters, but not for me. Dude.
Yeah. I bet Christian go die.
there's nothing that he's done that he'd be like, oh, you should not have done that. I wish I didn't have this great story.
Yeah, but how many of those stories? I was thinking about this the other
fake
day.
How much of it is he lying about? Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Probably at least 90 whatever percent.
I would. I'm not like a big, like I'll do fun, like scary
fun,
things,
silly
things.
Like, but oh, some of the stuff I'll do like a pottery class or whatever.
Like who? There's so many people that have done stuff like skydiving.
Do a puzzle.
You know?
Why watch Hallmark?
Like, that I would call crazy, but I would never do that.
Skydiving is not a good risk to reward.
I know that's what I'm saying.
So
like,
many
I would
people
never
have gone skydiving. If someone tells me they've gone skydiving, I'm actually not that impressed.
Okay, what about like the cave stuff? Easy.
You just strap onto some man and fall out of an airplane.
So like going
while
and like cave diving.
To you
also, I feel like cave diving is a good story.
Because like
cave
me and
exploring.
Anthony went in and then as we were in there, it starts raining outside. And that cave that we were in is an underground river. And so if it got caught in a flash flood, that whole cave is filling up
with
water.
Story.
So like that's why we had to come out so quickly. Is
that's
because
pretty good.
I would love to explore those caves.
Yeah, that's true.
You guys want to go to West Virginia at some point?
Yeah,
oh,
let's
go.
We can go.
Haley's family lives in
Virginia,
which is kind of close.
Yeah, they're so like I think 2 hours apart from maybe 3 hours from Hannah's family. I was talking to Peter about
okay,
it.
Yeah.
But stuff like
who
that.
Was saying
like,
they're afraid of caves today.
Me.
Oh.
No, I was saying I was afraid of cave diving like underwater. You take a scuba tank and go explore. And that's what part of what Anthony said they were doing is they literally,
if I had a tank,
his first time going scuba diving was with people that didn't teach him anything. And they went cave diving. Like they were swimming around in the caves.
Also, what's the thing where you come up too fast and you die?
The bends. Die. But he said he went up way too fast because they didn't do their like little.
No, you can die.
Points.
You can die.
100%.
I know, but he said that they didn't.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
He's still alive.
He didn't
Gavin.
Die.
He didn't die.
He was telling us.
He said he was sick for
easy.
A couple of days.
Yeah, he got sick. Just crazy that just a change of pressure can kill you.
Yeah. And yeah, it's just like nuts. Boom.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. Gotta get some more stories. I have some good ones, but like, you know.
You're also 20.
Yeah, I have so. Time.
I used to think, so Uncle
story
Alan.
Story time has just begun.
I used to think about like Uncle Alan would always have stories about when he was growing up. Just a random stuff or like things that they would do. And especially like fights that his friends would get in. And like, I was like, man, what do I have to do to get those kind of stories?
What do I have to do to get in a fight? Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but then fight stories.
Hearing his stories later, like when we were older, those have been insane. Mm-hmm. Some of the cop stories.
Yeah.
Now that we're mature audiences.
Mm-hmm. But I was thinking about it too, because just with podcasting and like Nana, when she wrote her book and stuff, just all the stories and experiences that different people have, that's like, even though you probably can't think of them off the top of your head, like obviously we've all had like a bunch of crazy experiences, but it's too much to just know everybody's experiences or everybody's life story.
You know what? Yeah.
Cause
you're right.
Wait a second.
Well, I was just thinking about like with people at church and like building relationship and know, like getting to know more people. It's like, there's so many stories and I'm like trying to know what everybody's done, but what questions do, because people are already so reserved and not always wanting to just tell you everything because they feel like they've already told everybody everything. But if you don't know them and you're trying to get to know them, it's like, what are the really interesting things that they haven't told me yet, but is super,
and they want to tell you too.
Yeah.
Most people want to tell you the crazy stuff.
Yes.
But they just don't want it to be uncomfortable if they just like get right into it without you asking.
Uh-huh.
Like, well, or like for trauma dumping them.
Or you don't know if they've already heard part of it.
Yeah.
Or like stuff like that. Cause like even we've already been in Texas like over 2 years and we've done so much crazy stuff here and life is so different. I think back like, oh wow, I had this crazy job working at the ranch. Like I completely forget about that sometimes of like,
yeah,
all the stuff I did there or whatever.
I don't even remember being in Oregon at all. I don't remember my life there anymore.
Yeah.
Parker, you're such.
No, actually, Gavin, I seriously don't.
You sound so sarcastic.
No, I really don't. I totally forgot that I worked on a farm until you just said that.
The way you say it is just,
well, no, I'm
so
just saying
insulting.
As in like
no,
that's not
seriously.
On my mind every day. That
I know.
Used to be my life every day. And then in 3 years, I'm not
even thinking
about
it at all
once.
So how much does it matter how crazy you dance at a wedding in a couple of weeks? Like if you have the most fun and just like go insane on the dance floor and still look like an idiot.
Yeah.
It's just going to
be
remembered
talking about
as fun.
For years, how much of an idiot you look like.
Yeah. Do you remember when Parker like did that like super psycho thing?
Yeah.
Was he twerking? Like,
yeah.
I know,
I'm excited
like
for my
something
wedding.
Something crazy happened in Mexico. Oh, yeah. I went to a Mexican wedding. That was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
They do it different down there.
More stuff about Mexico.
I feel like something crazy happened. It was fun, though.
Oh, Santa Maria.
I don't know.
The amount of times I said Santa Maria. Anytime I saw a statue or a picture of Mary.
Oh,
Santa Maria.
Santa Maria.
Yeah, I'm excited for your wedding.
Dude,
it's
I
coming
know.
Up quick.
I know. I was thinking about it last night as I was falling asleep. It's in 3 weeks.
It's the last thing he thinks about, first thing he thinks about when he wakes up.
Yeah, we got this week.
How much festivities
happening.
Do we have, too? I was thinking I'm going to have some boys over at my apartment for like the week prior to my wedding. But the night before, Thursday night before the wedding, why don't all the boys come over?
Just stay the night.
And we just have a sleepover.
Yeah, no
one
Clementine
more.
Allowed. We'll
one
bring
more
Ranger.
Sleepover. Yeah,
we'll have... Isaac, Samuel, Christian, Parker, mm-hmm. Gavin, Devin, Bryson.
Yeah.
That's everybody, yeah?
We could all fit in there.
Yeah, that's fine. Just bring a cot or something.
We could fit at least four on my bed. It's a queen, so...
Haley said no. I was telling her about... No. We were talking about, like...
she doesn't want us to break in the bed, I guess.
Going over to your house before, and she's like, you guys better not sleep on the bed.
Why?
I don't know.
You guys, I think she was mostly talking about Isaac and Samuel because they're so massive and they might break it. Samuel's like 7'4" or whatever.
Yeah, like 380 pounds. He's a giant.
Yeah, he's massive.
You can wash sheets.
Yeah,
but
I know.
You can't fix
my parents, I think my mom and Haley's mom they both individually said that they want to come over while we're on our honeymoon.
Like, get it all
and
nice like for
just
you.
Just get it all nice and stuff. Because there will
bring
have
all
been...
your stuff over too. Probably all your gifts that you got from the wedding.
Yeah, true.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's gonna be such a sick wedding. Everybody's gonna look so sick.
I know.
I gotta get a haircut this week.
Black on black on black on black on black.
I gotta get a haircut in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, same.
Next couple weeks. You have like 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh, 3, Gavin.
3 weeks to be the week of the wedding.
Oh, yeah, you can't get it the week of the wedding.
No. Gotta let it marinate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let it season a little bit.
Well, yeah, come on.
I think I'm gonna buzz it for the wedding.
Uh-oh. No, that would look cool in a suit. You would look like
we all get buzz cuts and bleach our hair. Oh, we go platinum.
Like Frank Ocean.
Should I do it? I want to.
Yes, do you look
that
just
would
like
be
George.
Crazy.
Do it purple.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Haley would love that.
Yeah.
Everything at the wedding is all black except for Parker's hair. It's purple.
You could just bleach it white.
I think I'm gonna cut the back when I go.
Bleach it white
time.
With like a purple
I
heart.
I really like the mullet this time.
Yeah, it's Not so wedding
it just
classy.
Makes when my hair is done, it just makes my whole head look just round.
Because
usually
wait,
when
you
get a haircut, it's like nice and clean on the sides. But
how long is it on top right now?
It's like that long.
Let's see. Take your hat off.
No, it looks really weird.
Oh, it doesn't look. It honestly doesn't look that weird after you like it.
No, it looks actually just leaving it off. It looks sick.
Actually, it looked fine until you started touching it. And then it started springing up in random spots.
Bing, bing, bing. And then all of it went up. Yeah, I'm so pumped. I'm just excited for the DJ. Oh, I hope he hasn't emailed me. I need to put in all of my song requests and stuff. DJ Connections.
Yeah, that's the same place we use. I've been watching a lot of dance videos on Instagram, trying to learn some new moves.
Oh my goodness.
It's like one of my favorite Instagram
pages
right now.
Your deadline for song requests is just around the corner.
It's April 5th, 2025.
Yeah, what's the deadline?
Well, today's the 6th.
Oh, crap.
When's the deadline? I bet it's...
The anticipation.
I bet it's
me.
Wednesday this week.
Oh, my gosh.
I bet it's Friday, but it's 2 weeks before the event.
Take me home. Yeah, probably. Just around the corner, that wouldn't be that soon. And they emailed that on
but
Thursday.
What if it's like a... You're right here, and there's the corner, and it's like, oh, you're around it.
So ooh, you better
no,
turn
we could
on.
Do any time this week. So we could do, yeah, we have till Friday. We have till Friday.
Oh, you have to,
weeks.
Like, have a call with them?
Yeah, I'll have a call with them for, like, 15 minutes.
Oh, cool.
Go over each of the songs and the vibe that we want. We already did one of those when we first booked it, but this is just, like, an update. Now that we've chosen
finalized.
All the songs that we want and everything. What?
Just thinking of the meat shorts again.
hilarious. I'm so psyched. I hope I have everything ready.
Oh my
to go.
Gosh, the boys are coming over here.
Yeah, you got a couple minutes.
Sometimes I'm worried that I'm like for just forgetting something massive, but I don't think I am.
I thought
for
I
the
was
wedding?
Too.
Yeah.
But you're not.
Once you get to the day, it's like we're going to have so much stuff that if you need anything,
oh, yeah.
We're going to be so prepared.
It'll be fine.
You got the rings?
Yeah.
That's all you need.
And what else? Me and Haley aren't going to be able to see each other until the wedding,
until she walks down.
Until she walks down the aisle, yeah, the day of.
Oh, are you guys going to do,
Yeah, we'll do vows, but,
we're just not looking at each
corner.
Other.
Yeah, we're just around the corner.
That's fun.
And it's not going to be, like, cameras and stuff or microphones.
Yeah. You should have it mic'd up and then you could hear it later, like, yourselves.
I feel like, okay, I'll have it written down, so I'll be able to
yeah,
know what
true.
I said.
And you also still have your voice.
You have a videographer?
My voice will hopefully be the same. What?
Like a videographer?
Yeah.
Like
one of Richie's employees is doing it.
Oh, right.
And then we have like an actual photographer lady that's shooting it.
What was the other thing? There's something I was thinking. I don't know.
I bet it was good, though.
It's going to be so fun. I'm so excited for your bachelor party.
I know. Oh, I always forget about it, and then I remember. It's 2 weeks. It's not even 2 weeks away.
Less than.
You know
less
what is really unfortunate?
Oh, don't say
is that
don't
my
ruin,
job
don't
for
ruin my, rude right,
my, my
rude
job
right
for
now.
This week, everything got moved 1 week. And so instead of having next week no job, so I would have had like so much time and we'd been able to like oh so easy to like leave for
the bachelor party.
Yeah. No, I still have a job that week. Like I was going to anyways.
Will you be done by Thursday, you think?
Oh yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I already had it in my schedule that I couldn't work
nice.
Those days.
Yeah, we're leaving Thursday.
Thursday, come back Friday, Saturday.
Thursday Eve.
But it would have just been really nice to not have to work at all that week and like be able to do like other small jobs and then.
Yeah, I'm hoping to line enough stuff up over the next couple weeks where I can not work as much when, like the week of the wedding.
Yeah, for the family. And
when family's in town and Isaac and Samuel are in town and you know.
Yeah, you got to grind these next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I got to lock in and just fill
it's
up.
It's going to be good weather for it too.
Yeah, perfect. So it's just, it gives me the great opportunity to just go ham.
Got
to
hit up UConn though. Their windows are nasty.
Terrible. That'd probably be a really cheap job. And I think that they would be cheap about it.
Yeah. Nah, they're good.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll talk They're to them about it. I was going to talk to, I talked to Haley about that. I was like, oh, these need washed.
Get like a regular maintenance schedule, honestly, because they have walk-up windows.
Yeah, and yeah, they're like, if any business would need it, it's UConn. Have you hit up everything else is so nice looking and people are always walking up to it. No, I haven't.
You were over there.
Yeah, it was like right across the street.
It's very nice.
Yeah. I haven't done as much commercial. Residential has been really big for me lately because the jobs are bigger and I can do two a day.
Oh, nice.
And so
have you had to get up on second story at all, or do you not even go to those houses?
There's, I can, if they're easy to reach from the first floor, then I'll, like I have a second story house I'm watching, tomorrow and Tuesday, but it's not like, it's maybe like one or two windows on the second story that I can just reach from the ground.
You got a long telescoping thing?
Yeah. Nice. And then I have an interior and exterior.
Oh,
clean.
Wow.
Yeah. And mirrors included.
Mirrors.
So, yeah, I'm just trying to stack it all up right now.
It's mirrors inside the house?
What?
How dirty are your mirrors? That's pretty easy to wash.
Oh, she said that they're like 10 feet tall. They go up to her ceiling.
Oh.
It's a pretty nice house.
I went to a house. Parker and I went to a house. I think it was you.
The master bedroom mirrors.
All around. The entire... Like mirrors on every wall.
That's kind of foul.
Yeah. And a mirror headboard.
Hopefully it's not one of those situations.
No, I think it was just like, I think they had just moved in.
Hopefully that's not where he's going.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. I also went to another house. This older lady who had a lot of work done to her face. The entire house was mirrors. Like columns, like a pillar. To the ceiling, like holding up, just surrounded and covered in small mirrors.
Interesting.
Oh, it's the ugliest cats too.
Oh,
hairless.
You can just see them no matter where you look. You'll see them because the mirrors.
Why do people want hairless cats?
The same vibe. The same person I would imagine with mirrors everywhere has hairless cats.
It's like Cruella De Vil.
Devin and I went into an insane house the other day. Just like, I don't even know how to describe the decorations. But it was insane.
Oh, that sounds crazy.
Wow. That is crazy, Parker.
Yeah.
Indescribable.
Oh, guess what I'm doing this weekend, too. Saturday, me, Noah, Bryson are doing the Mud Run 5K.
Oh, yeah.
For Emma and Bella's school. And Jeremiah and Eliana and all those other kids.
All those other nobodies.
But I'm pretty excited because I wanted to do it last year, but something was going on.
It was a scheduling
And then I saw
issue.
All the pictures afterwards, and I was like, that looks so fun.
Gosh.
But yeah, me, Noah, Bryson are running it with Bella and Biba.
Are you guys going to the rodeo?
No.
On Saturday?
I didn't even know it was Saturday, and we're Noah and Maddie and the kids are coming over dinner.
I think.
Cool.
It was fun last year.
Yeah, it was.
We're going to race RC boats and stuff. River is so excited.
Nice.
Also, Rory.
He could probably get on a couple. He could probably get on.
No, he probably could. Rory made my day today. Literally, they're coming out of church, and Rory looks at me. Like, looks at me. He's like... And, like, runs up to me and gives me a hug.
Wow. Makes you want some of your own, doesn't it?
I know. Because, like, she never... Like, she does that sometimes, but...
A couple more months.
Not
Who do you think
is
going to have the first gas boy's kid?
Probably.
Who's
going
to have the first gas baby?
Probably us.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I hear Haley wants kids right now, away.
We're just talking about small group, and Ken's grandma had 24 kids.
Oh. Yeah.
24 kids.
Yeah.
108 grandkids.
She got married when she was 13. And her
That's
husband,
like biblical.
Her husband was 33. And he died when he was like 40 something. So 24 kids in the span
out the,
of like,
straight out of the gate.
Yeah.
That's a kid every
like,
year
like
for
15 years.
He said that she had like a bunch of triplets and twins and stuff.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Insane.
Yeah. It was like 18
Amazing
something.
That. It was the 1800s?
Yeah. Maybe early 19. It was like redhead.
Right at the turn.
That's crazy. Yeah. Ooh. Alrighty, well. Be fruitful and multiply.
Yeah, guys, seriously.
I'm also getting a phone call right now from Joey, so.
Oh, man.
Peace out, everybody. Go check us out on YouTube and like and subscribe on there. We really like to see that. And comments, I'm loving it.
With Ronald over here.
Peace out.
Viva Mexico.
See you guys later.